My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how you can do SEO without building links.
So with SEO, everyone's like, you got to build links. It's hard. No one's going to link to me. Here's the thing. If you truly build a really good product, you don't have to fight for links or a service or amazing content. It's a big misconception that link building has to be done manually. One of the most popular pages on my site is called UberSuggest. I release a free marketing tool. I get links naturally. I don't have to go out there and fight for it. Eric has a lot of stuff that has links. Like some of your guides have a ton of links. How much outreach did you do to build links to some of your guides?
Like zero.
Exactly. And you wrote these guys. Did you have a following back then that people knew who Eric Sue was? No. He's shaking his head, not realizing that you guys can't hear him.
Oh, yeah. No.
If you create something that's really great, and keep in mind, when Eric created those guides, there was less competition. Now there's a lot of competition. So you can't just write a guide. You have to go above and beyond. Whether it's releasing free tool, doing a free in-person event, like just doing crazy stuff that people wouldn't expect. That's how you build links. It could be PR stunts. You just got to think outside the box instead of just being like, oh, I'm going to do a lot of outreach. I'm just going to write blog posts. The basic stuff isn't going to work anymore.
Yeah, to Neil's point, I mean, OpenView Partners calls this product-led growth. So whether you're releasing a tool like UberSuggest or when you look at HubSpot's website grader, I actually looked at the links that it has. I think it has like, I want to call it 1 or 2,000 referring domains, and it ranks for about 11,000 keywords. Or it might be the other way around where it has even more links. But you could use a tool like Ahrefs or SEMrush. Just get some ideas, right? Like, here's an example. I found out that our site ranks for, like, the keyword strike-through text, and, like, that was on a blog post. I'm like, we should just make a strike-through text, like, tool. And then that actually helped move us into a higher ranking for the keyword strike through text. And like, you know, that's an example of not needing to necessarily build more links for it, because we didn't go do more outreach. We just made it more useful and it attracted more links. So, you know, when you look at okay, so let's see who else does a free tool. So you got HubSpot that does the website grader. You got you that does Uber Suggest. A lot of these people, they do freemium tools like ProfitWell, for example. It's their tool is freemium, and it's not like they're reaching out for links, right? So if you can do product led growth, it doesn't cost you a lot of money to build some of these tools sometimes. Some, yes, you definitely do need to spend more money, but some you don't. It can become a linkable asset. That's what SEO is used to call it.
Yeah, and also leverages social sites to get press. So if you build like a tool or anything like that, if you know people launch it on sites like Reddit or Product Hunt or Hacker News, go on all these sites, release stuff there. And within your own community, you have different versions of it. Reddit has subreddits for everything. It's a great way to get eyeballs, and some of those people will end up linking to you. But that's the key to link building now. It's not about manually outreach, or it's not about buying links, because that's short-sighted. It's purely about going and finding the best mousetrap or carrot, and people will naturally want to link to it. And what is that mousetrap or what is that carrot? It typically is doing the opposite of whatever everyone else is doing in your space. Everyone's charging thousands of dollars for a product. Figure out how to make it free, or figure out how to make it more affordable. Everyone is making a ton of money with a complicated product. Figure out how to make something usable. You could do quizzes. You can do comics. You can do infographics. The possibilities are endless. You just got to start thinking outside the box. What are some of your favorite, or in 2019, I know you still view links as being valuable, and I do too. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you're going to do with single grain to grow your link count without doing manual outreach?
Well, I think it's a little more different for us because we already have domain authority. So when we publish something that's like really big, it's going to attract like a lot more traffic and therefore more links.
Well, okay, then let's not look at single grain. You also have sites in like the space old people's home and stuff like that, like retired home.
Shut that one down.
You shut that down. Good for you. You're focusing more. And you also have sites in the outdoor space.
Well, let's use Growth Everywhere, for example.
Okay, Growth Everywhere. Because so, that one doesn't have as much authority, correct?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's decent authority because it's been around for a while. But what we're planning to do is we're planning to rebrand it into, like, you know, the book that I have coming out, Leveling Up, which is, you know, basically how you can play the game of life, because I like playing games. So, you know, what we're planning to do down the road is even have, like, we're planning to build like widgets, right? So I'm just making things up right now, but you know, here's all the experience you need to eventually become like to learn marketing or become an entrepreneur, right? It's like little widgets, or a better example would be like howtotieatie.com. So we're planning to have something like that where it's like practical, people are searching for people, it's going to motivate people, and people can use it to track themselves. I don't have it fully defined yet, but it is going to be like a widget.
So you're going to end up creating practical stuff that people can use on a daily basis.
Let's say it's like a daily journal, for example. I'm just making things up right now, right? Those actually, there's a lot of people that visit these daily journal sites.
Yeah, and you can actually make it very easy for people to also keep track of their own journal,
Correct. Write
stuff, store it for them, make sure it's secure. People's
you don't privacy.
Want their, you don't want their secrets going out everywhere in the world. But just basic stuff like that. And it doesn't have to be complicated. If you look at HubSpot's grader, it's not that amazing, just being honest. Mm-hmm. If you look at Uber Suggest, I like it because I built it. But there's other paid tools that have way more features than I do. And they're more usable and better. But you know what? Mine's free. And same with the HubSpots. Their grader is free. And it's just, you don't have to create the best thing out there to do well. You just have to be good enough.
All right. So that is it for today. But before we go, help us get to 1 million downloads a month so we can throw that event in downtown LA. Right now, we're about 814,000. Go to marketingschool.io/stats to track our progress. What we need you to do is to rate, review, subscribe, and to share this podcast with your friends. Spread the word, spread the love, and then we can throw the event faster, preferably when it's cold wherever you guys are living, and it'll be nice and warm in LA. So that's it for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late. I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.